السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again another majlis of zikr, to get together to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is with the tawfiq of Allah ta'ala. Many times you have heard this verse of the Quran Sharif, fazkuruni azkurkum washkuruli wala takfurun. Remember me, I will remember you. Hazrat Sabit Bunani Rahmatullah Ali, he says, I know exactly when my Allah Ta'ala is remembering me. So somebody asked him, how do you know that? He said, Allah Ta'ala says, Fazkuruni Azkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. So when I am remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so at that time he is remembering me. Washkuruli. Again, I have given in lengthy explanation of what is shukr, what is sabar, what is zikr. So shukr of every ni'mat will be in accordance with that ni'mat. The shukr of the eye will be that we don't see haram. The shukr of the ears, we don't listen to haram. The shukr of wealth will be that we don't spend it in the discos, in the casinos, on videos and movies, and in visiting haram places. Shukr of the feet, we do not walk to those haram places. That is shukr. Not just zubani shukr, that means the person just utters with his tongue, shukr Allah, shukr Allah, and he does everything wrong. So then that is not shukr. Shukr of the tongue will be that the person does not swear, does not curse, does not take false oath and qasam. So shukr of every ni'mat is in accordance with that ni'mat. The shukr of ilm is that the person makes amal on that ilm. Then that person has made shukr of that ilm. Otherwise, if a person says, Allah Ta'ala's fazal and Allah Ta'ala's shukr, he gave me plenty of knowledge, he'll say, mashallah, he gave you plenty of knowledge, and then what did you do with that knowledge? Now, it's not only for the alim or for the mufti or for the qari sahab or some great learned scholar of deen. Each and every one of us, laymen like us also, if we've got some knowledge of something, of the Quran and the sunnah, so then what is the shukr of that knowledge? That the person makes amal on that knowledge. In any field, the person has to make amal. Then only that knowledge will benefit him. If the person does not make amal, or he does against what his knowledge has taught him, so then he's going to suffer the consequences. In every little thing you will see that. It's very obvious, it's very clear. The person has got knowledge of how to drive the car. Now he's got the knowledge. But instead of driving straight on the road, he puts it in reverse gear and drives. So what's going to happen? His knowledge tells him that he must see ahead, everything is clear, or if there's a car in front of him, then how fast to drive or how slow to drive, when must he apply the brakes and what he must do. He's got all that knowledge. But when he sits on the steering, then straight away puts into reverse gear and carries on. So obviously he's going to make accidents. So knowledge, the shukr of that knowledge will be that the person makes amal, practices on that knowledge that he has gained. So we all have knowledge of what is haram and what is halal. Who does not have the knowledge of the basic things? Everybody has the knowledge. So whether it is the month of July or whether it is the month of December, whether it is beginning of the year or the ending of the year, whether it is daylight or night time, whether it is rain or wind or storm, in whatever the condition may be, whichever country he may be, whichever city or province or part of the earth he may be, or whether he is in the aeroplane or in a spaceship, wherever he is, those rules will apply everywhere. It does not mean that because this is the festive season for the disbelievers, so it becomes festive season for us too. Ghame hasrat and ghame arzu. The person will have to take gham of hasrat. Indeed, we know that it is difficult. It's not easy for the young person in these days of festivity, in these days of enjoyment, fun and pleasure. It's not an easy thing. When the person is even working in those areas or living in those areas where sin is in abundance and every kind of pleasure and entertainment has been laid in front of the person, and the newspapers, the magazines, the television and the whole media is inviting towards those sins, then at that time it's not going to be easy for this young person to lower his gaze from haram or to restrain himself from those places of fitnas and places of haram. But just as we try to find a cure and a remedy for all our physical ailments and weaknesses, every person is very concerned. A little pain in the chest and is running to the cardiologist. A little weakness in the eye and is running. A little weakness in his limbs and is going to some doctor, physician. A little pain, liver, lungs, heart, kidneys, bladder, the whole body has got so many parts. But a slight pain and the person is concerned. And he looks for some remedy, some solution to the problem. Now the solution is sometimes not an easy one. Are all solutions to physical problems easy? For every kind of sickness, when you go to the doctor, does he just give one aspirin? Then the person goes there, he says, what you suffering from is a heart problem, take aspirin. What you suffering from is a eye problem, take aspirin. What you suffering from liver and lung problem, take aspirin. Then what will you say? The doctor is an annadi. He should be sent to the graveyard himself before he sends others. So the cure and solution to physical ailments and problems is not always easy one. Many a times it is surgery. Person has to undergo surgery. And then he has to endure the pain after the surgery. But he even pays fees to that doctor for slicing, cutting, chipping and chopping his body parts. And he thanks him. And when he recovers, then he will always talk highly of that physician, that surgeon, that he did an excellent job. What he did? He cut. He took a big knife and he sliced. But we thank the person. Why? Because we believe that that was the cure, to go through that surgery. So like that for spiritual sicknesses also, why do we not accept that there will be some remedies which will be not like aspirin? They will be difficult because the person is young, he's fit, he's healthy, and he eats all kinds of foods which increase his passion and desires, and now he is in the midst of all those sinful areas. So at that time, it's not going to be easy for him to restrain himself from haram. So he must not even wait for the aspirin. There he must wait for surgery. That he must undertake that surgery on his heart is going to be tough. But then the rewards are also going to be great. Those people who are suffering from angina and all other kinds of problems, and they couldn't even breathe, they couldn't even walk a few meters. But when they endured the pain of bypass or heart transplant, so then they say that now we are fit, we are healthy, and now we can run and we can jog and we can undertake our activities of life. So the rewards are also in accordance with the pain that the person endures. If that person had said, no, I cannot undergo surgery, I must only take one aspirin, so would he have been able to undertake all these activities of life? So these are days of fitnas, there's no doubt about it. And as in our city and in our areas, there is an invitation to sin from all sides. The newspapers, the magazines and everything. At such a time, don't stay and ogle at those women whose pictures appear in those newspapers and magazines. There are thousands of different kinds of magazines which are distributed free now. And they are filled with all kinds of dirty and filthy pictures. Now leave that for those who don't believe in Allah and His angels and His and the day of judgment and akhirat and jannat and jahannam. In the first place, try to avoid it if it's not necessary to read those papers. What is the, why put oneself at risk, or one's iman at risk, or one's taqwa at risk? But if somebody has to read or look at some advertisement or something like that, it is necessary to catch up with some news. So then take the pain on the heart of avoiding those, another glance at those pictures. Tear them up immediately. Don't worry about what people will say, what the family will say, what the so-called highly educated people with big, big degrees are going to say, that this person is mad, is tearing up those pictures, is destroying that paper, is making that magazine and that newspaper look like a rag. Are we going to worry about them? Or are we going to worry about our iman? Are we going to worry about our taqwa, our connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our peace of mind, our tranquility of the heart, our serenity, our joy, our happiness? Because of joy and happiness, serenity and all these things will only come when the person has taken that pain on his heart of restraining himself, and at that time he does a bargain with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, "Oh Allah, I did this solely for your pleasure. There was nobody that was watching me here. There was nobody that was seeing what I am reading and what I am seeing. You were the only one that was aware of my actions and my deeds. And at that very moment when I was looking at those haram things, you could have snatched away my sight. So my beloved Allah, I did this for no one but your pleasure. I'm not going to even announce this is what I have done. It's between me and you, O my beloved Allah. But you have promised, or it has been promised to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that you get sweetness of iman on this action. So bless me with that sweetness of iman." So therefore this poetry, which was composed by Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum in 1994, whilst he was flying from Johannesburg to Nairobi onwards to Karachi, that's the time he composed this in the aeroplane, where we all know what the environment is like. Darde dil ke waaste kar justajo, درد دل کے واسطے کر جستجو, زخم حسرت اور خون آرزو, درد دل کے واسطے کر جستجو, زخم حسرت اور خون آرزو, غم سے ٹکڑے ہو گئے دل کے مگر, غم سے ٹکڑے ہو گئے دل کے مگر, دل کے ہر ذرے میں ہے انوار ہو, غم سے ٹکڑے ہو گئے دل کے مگر, دل کے ہر ذرے میں ہے انوار ہو. درد دل کے واسطے کر جستجو. Make some effort, make some sacrifices. For what? For dard-e-dil. We are making so much of effort seeking worldly wealth, seeking good home, good car, good cell phone. These things are not haram if a person seeks it through halal sources and he does not give his heart to it, then it's not haram. But just as we make so much of effort for these material things, he says, darde dil ke waaste kar justajo. Where is that effort for bringing this love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart? To bring the dard of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in our heart. He says, make some justajo for that, seek that, search for it. make some sacrifices for it. Zakhme hasrat or khune arzu. And what is that sacrifice that you have to make? What is it that we have to do to get this darde dil? He said, to get this darde dil, we have to get zakhme hasrat or khune arzu. When the evil desires are coming, the person puts a knife over those evil desires. Zakhme hasrat. High he makes. When he sees the others around him enjoying themselves in the places of fitna, then at that time he says hi. So the deep hearted sighs that he takes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that so much that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give this person the darja of shahadat in the akhirat. It is mentioned that if a person is in love with some woman, but that love is in his heart, and he is taking that love, or is taking the pain of that love, but is not engaging in any kind of haram, he is distancing himself, but it is such deep-hearted love that's coming into the heart, but he says, no, my Allah is displeased with this, so therefore I'm not going to go anywhere near this kind of haram. And in that deep-hearted pain, somewhere along the line he has to lose his life, so then that person will also get darja of shahadat. That this person, he sacrificed his life, but he did not sacrifice his iman. He did not sacrifice the love of Allah Ta'ala. He did not sacrifice the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these things are not just going unnoticed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is watching every move and every action of this banda and servant of His. He's watching the move and the actions of even those people who are falling headlong into this fire of Jahannam. They've got no reins over their passions and desires. Allah Ta'ala is also watching those people who are putting reins. They are holding back their horses of desires. They are sacrificing their evil desires. So then that person will get in his heart dard-e-muhabbat, dard and love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dard-e-dil ke waasute kar justaju, zakhm-e-hasrat aur khoon-e-aarzu. Now these people must be getting some enjoyment in taking this kind of pain on their hearts. Otherwise, why should they take this kind of pain? So therefore he says, gham se tukde ho gaye dil ke magar. Gham se tukde ho gaye dil ke magar. The heart was shattered to smithereens because there was such a strong desire that ogle at this woman, look at this woman, look at this picture, look at that TV, look at that movie, look at that haram here, haram there. But the person said, no, I'm not going to do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the heart was, the arzu, the desires were shattered to smithereens. But what happened is exactly what happened when the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was cast on the Tur Sina, on the mountain of Tur. When Allah Ta'ala cast his tajalli, how the mountain shattered. So they say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Noor and Tajalli went into every crevice, every rock, every piece of stone. Everything absorbed that Noor that came there. Although outwardly that mountain was shattered to pieces. So like that, the heart, it is going to be shattered to pieces. The physical heart will remain. But that shattering is going to take place of that desire. Because the person is restraining himself. But what is going to happen in the process is that if he's going to continue with this, it's not that he did it one day and then finished, now he's waiting for that Noor to come into his heart. One time he lowered his gaze from haram, or one time when there was nobody, then he still restrained himself from watching any kind of dirty things on the internet or the TV or the magazines. And then now he's waiting for the Noor and Tajalli. It's a process. The person has to continue. And when he's going to continue, so then he's going to absorb the Tajalli. Every piece of that heart, he's going to absorb the Tajalli. and when he's going to absorb that tajalli and that noor and that light of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then what kind of a heart that heart will be? How many hearts will then light up with that heart which has been lit up? Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Put your heart close to the heart of a person whose heart has been lit up. The flames are rising high of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then this fire will catch on to that heart too. So who will be that person? The person who has made khune arzu. Why I am repeating these things is that it's like a daily thing that people will always say, I was going right, suddenly I got derailed, suddenly I saw this, suddenly I saw that, and suddenly this happened and that happened, and again I went backwards, I declined. So therefore we have to keep on listening to these things to strengthen our resolve. And it's not something impossible. If it had been impossible, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would not have made it farz for us. Taqwa would not have been made farz. Accidental sins in its place make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. But it's just that the nafs does not want us to take this path and go on this road because it is difficult for the nafs. So it is exactly what I mentioned earlier, that the nafs does not even like that somebody should be placing a knife on his chest and removing the heart and replacing with another heart. Does the nafs like that? But the person undergoes it because he believes that in that lies khair for me and goodness for me. Dard dil ke waaste kar justajo, zakhme hasrat aur khune arzu, gham se tukde ho gaye dil ke magar, dil ke har zarre mein hai anwaare hu. Now every part of the heart has got the anwar, the light of who? Allahu, Allahu. Unki janib se muhabbat ka mere, unki janib se muhabbat ka mere, imtihan hai har shikaste aarzu. Unki janib se muhabbat ka mere, imtihan hai har shikaste aarzu. Says that these are tests for my muhabbat, that I am claiming that I am in love with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all these are the tests that are put forward before me to see whether I am true in my claim. To make the claim is easy. Who cannot make a claim? So he says the person must not feel disappointed. He must not think that what are these difficulties that Allah Ta'ala has placed in my path? What are these obstacles? What are these barriers and fences that have been put? That you cannot cross, you cannot go beyond this, you cannot drink this, you cannot eat that, you cannot walk there, you cannot see that, you cannot hear that, you cannot speak that. Now all these boundaries, why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala place? So he said, these are the tests. That do you really love Allah ta'ala or we love our nafs? Whether we love Allah ta'ala or we love our nafs, there has to be some test. So on the one side are the taqazas of the nafs, and on the other side are the taqazas and the demands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now the person who is going to give preference to the taqazas of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will pass his test. And the person who will say that, no, let me allow my nafs to dominate, and why worry about all these barriers and all these restrictions? Enjoy life. So then he must wait for the akhirah. It's not necessary that all those who disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will see with our eyes them punished in this world. If that was happening, then nobody is going to commit sin. Many a person outwardly we will see them really enjoying life, enjoying in inverted commas. But if we have to ask them to take qasam and say if there is real enjoyment, then they will say that after those sins is nothing but restlessness. Restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. So, gham se tukde ho gaye dil ke magar, dil ke har zarre mein hai anwaare hu, unki janib se muhabbat ka mere imtihan hai har shikaste arzu. Ae khuda tujh par fida ho har zaman, ae khuda tujh par fida ho har zaman, meri daulat meri jaano aabru. Ae khuda tujh par fida ho har zaman, meri daulat meri jaano aabru. Says, oh Allah, may my life be sacrificed for you. Every desire of mine be sacrificed for your pleasure. If it's evil desire, then I am not going to go anywhere near it. My wealth, my life, my health, and everything must be for your pleasure. So when the person will become Allah's, can anybody have any doubt that Allah Ta'ala will become his? Either the person is then not a believer in Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or he is a believer but his iman is extremely weak. And that is the category that we are in, that we don't really believe in these things, that if you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. If we had believed in this, then our lifestyles would have been totally different. We would have been still living a very normal and balanced life, but we would not have been crossing those barriers and those boundaries and those restrictions that have been placed. We would not have been satisfying our nafs, our egos and our passions. We would not have been concerned then about what people are going to say. We would have been concerned about what my Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are going to say in every deed and every action of ours. Hasraton ke gham agar hain raah mein, hasraton ke gham agar hain raah mein, saamne jalwe hain unke kubku. Hasraton ke gham agar hain raah mein. If there is this difficulty in this path that we have to take that pain on our nafs, our hearts, we have to sigh, we have to take the deep-hearted pain whilst others are engaging in all those kinds of harams. But then at the same time, saamne jalwe hai unke kubku. If the person has got his gaze on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that my Allah is watching this action of mine. And this is what we have to develop in this majlis. It is not a majlis of just waaz, nasihat, long, long bayan and then finish, go home and sleep. It is to develop this love, this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, those who have now developed to some extent this love and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, now their enjoyment is no more in those drugs and in those rave clubs. And yet those were the things that at one time they enjoyed. But now their enjoyment is in tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Their enjoyment is in zikrullah. Their enjoyment is in tahajjud. Their enjoyment is in making dua before Allah Ta'ala. Their enjoyment is in charities, in generosity, in kindness. Their enjoyment now is in display of that akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But those people who have made that effort and developed this love, and they're still enjoying it. Now the enjoyment is such that there is no fear of any kind. In all the other enjoyments, there's some kind of fear that is there in the haram enjoyment. There is a kind of fear for a Muslim that what if my death comes in this state? What if I am caught out, the person who is engaged in extramarital relationship? Now, there may be some kind of haram enjoyment for a little while, but isn't there that fear also that the person has? Or the person who is seen in masjid, madrasas and khanqas and tabligh and dawat, and the person is seen in dini activities and he's a haji sahab and he's a hafiz sahab and qari sahab. So now if he is engaged in adultery, fornication, is there not that fear also that what if my death comes in this state? Or what if my parents come to know? Or what if my brothers and sisters? Or if it's a shaykh, then what if my murids? And if it's a murid, then what if my shaykh comes to know? And if it's friends, then what if my friends come to know before whom I was pretending to be very pious and righteous. So in all these haram, there's restlessness, there's worries, there's problems, there's fear. And in this enjoyment that the person gets in his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is an enjoyment of a kind in which there is no fear of any kind. There is deep-hearted sukoon, such peace, such tranquility that the outside conditions could be whatever they are. But his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not disturbed. In the midst of a million people also, he is alone with his Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is talking, he is laughing, he is joking, he is eating, he is walking, he is running his business. He is marrying, he is bringing up his children, he is eating, he is drinking, he is doing everything. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. Allah Ta'ala must give me, give you, and all believers a taste of His muhabbat and His marifat. Allah Ta'ala must make us the fish that swims deep down in the ocean of marifat. We must not be like the sardines that come out on the shore, right on top. That even if you got a handkerchief, you can grab it, and with your naked hands also you can take some and put in your pockets. They are fish of the sea, but you can just pluck them like that and put them. Why? Because they left their place, the depths of this ocean, and they came right out. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا 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 الله.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun badal de mera rasta dil badal de badal de mera rasta dil badal de Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in Ya Arhamar Rahimeen Ya Arhamar Rahimeen Ya Akramal Akrameen Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate loving Allah, Oh my most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my Khaliq, Oh my Malik. Oh my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are seeing us this very moment. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. Ya Allah, your gaze is on our hearts. You even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. We are not extending our hands before some idol of stone that neither can see us, nor can listen to us, nor can help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before the one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, before the one in whose hands our lives lie and all treasures lie. Ya Allah, you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik, you are Razzaq, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, under the canopy of the sky, there's no one more sinful than us. Ya Allah, but there is no one more forgiving than you. Ya Allah, if there's no one more sinful than us, then there's no one more forgiving than you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before the one who is the most forgiving, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, give us the courage to give up all our sins. Ya Allah, give us the strength of lions against our nafs and us and shaitan. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. We know that we are full of filth and dirt and sins and vices and evil. But my beloved Allah, You have promised forgiveness for those who seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, therefore forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. All treasures lie with you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, so many have met up with accidents, so many have undergone operations, so many will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, we know that all these things are sometimes used for the elevation of status of forgiveness of sins. But my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you that give shifa to each and every one that is sick and ailing. Ya Allah, change the rahmat, if it is a rahmat, of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of maghfirat and marifat. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan snatch us away like how we snatch sardines away from the top of the water. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world, don't test us in the qabr and in the akhirat. How can we ever face any kind of test, my beloved Allah? Hum tujhe kya muh dikhayenge? Hum tujhe kya muh dikhayenge? What face will we show to you, my beloved Allah, when you have seen everything that we have done? Ya Allah, how are we going to face you on the day of judgment? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are we going to seek from him the Jame Kawthar when we know what kind of actions we have engaged in? My beloved Allah, but whatever we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness and mercy is much, much more than that. If just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most generous Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of rizq which is halal. And Ya Allah, remove the financial difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are suffering, remove their suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have given children and the children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh my beloved Allah, they too are our brothers and our sisters. Ya Allah, whosoever they may be, Ya Allah, they are our children that have gone. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Ya Allah, our interests of life have changed. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in service to mankind. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment in your qurb, in your marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul and yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no question of despairing of your mercy. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no bounds and no limits. Ya Allah, there is no question of a person can never change. Ya Allah, if you give hidayat, the person can come from kufr into Islam. Ya Allah, so many in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who were thirsty for the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he sets out with a sword in his hand to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today, tonight, oh my beloved Allah, and now he sleeps with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Rauza Mubarak. Ha, by Allah, from kufr and he sets out with a sword in his hand, and he is blessed with Islam and Iman, and then he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. And when we go to Madina Tayyiba, then we read salam upon his grave also. Oh my beloved Allah, when you could have brought such kind of drastic and dramatic changes in people's lives, what is it difficult for you to change our condition? Tere liye koi mushkil nahi mere khuda, tere liye koi mushkil nahi, it is not difficult for you. All it requires, my beloved Allah, is your decision for us. Ya Allah, tonight make a decision for us. Aaj हमारे लिए फैसला कर, हमारा बन जा, हमें अपना बना ले. Make us yours, become ours. Make us yours, become ours. मेरे अल्लाह हमारा बन जा. अगर एक तू नहीं मेरा तो कोई शे नहीं मेरी, जो तू मेरा तो सब मेरा, फलक मेरा, जमी मेरी. My Allah, if you are not ours, nothing is ours. If you are ours, everything will be ours. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, on the day of judgment, without any reckoning, make us cross the pul sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't question us on the day of Qiyamah. My beloved Allah, change the conditions around the globe. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering everywhere, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change their condition. Ya Allah, bless everyone with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, so many other countries in Africa, Europe and America, my beloved Allah. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering harassment, pain, difficulties, imprisonment, torture. Ha, my Allah, so many of them are totally innocent. The only sin that they have committed is that they've accepted Islam and they are propagating Islam. Ya Allah, unke haal par raham farma, unke haal par raham farma, unki takleef aur pareshani aur musibat aur gham ko dur farma. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, wherever there's floods and famine and droughts and AIDS and other conditions, Ya Allah, change it to conditions of prosperity and security and happiness. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, rave club, watching some filth on the television, reading some filthy magazine, watching some filthy site on the internet, popping drugs in our mouths, or a bottle of wine in our hands, or in adultery or fornication. My beloved Allah, give us the realization, give us the realization that the angel of death is not going to give any warning. He is going to strike suddenly. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. My beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. And the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Ya Allah, make us a patch of the earth of Baqi, so that when the winds blow of rahmat, we too may be forgiven. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us, that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa, protect our Masajid, our Madaris, protect the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Ya Allah, kash Talim Ijtimaat ko qabool farma, جتنی بھی دینی خدمات ہے سب کو قبول فرما، سب کو قبول فرما، سب کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us. یا اللہ bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time, in every ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Protect our iman, our islam, our homes, our lives, our children, and every bounty and ni'mat of yours. Protect the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our families with that goodness. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual that has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, aspirations. My beloved Allah, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware, my beloved Allah. We cannot be aware of each and every individual's difficulties and hardships. But you are well aware, my Allah, of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the problem that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is going through. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problems. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, pe ho jao uska, yehi raat din mein dua mangta. وہ ہو جائے میرا پہ ہو جا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب